right, at 7:01, I call this meeting to order. First order of business will be attendance. And the attendance question for today is, what are you most looking forward to over spring break? And I will give the floor over to our attendance person for the day.
Senator Wicklund?
So I'm trying to get my thesis done this week, so probably sleeping.
Senator Anderson?
Seeing my puppy.
Senator Fonder? Senator Shugel?
Getting to run when it's not 30-some degrees, it makes it slightly less horrible.
Senator Tengestal?
Getting some sunshine in California.
Senator Allen?
My birthday.
Senator Hagianis?
Being able to relax and hang with my family.
Senator Butler?
Being somewhere warmer.
Senator Concepcion?
A pretty cool risotto recipe, so I'm going to make that.
Senator Palm? Senator Braun?
Visiting friends at different schools.
Senator Lang? Senator Steinwand?
I'm going to go to California.
Senator Larson? Senator Seyum?
I'm going to take my driving
test. Finance Director Keeley?
Hopefully 3 feet in deep powder skiing.
Ombudsperson O'Neill?
Going to California with Senator Steinwand.
Chair Tramlian?
I'm going to have time to read like a book that I've always wanted to read.
Chair Hanuyan? Chair Mer?
Sitting on a beach with co-president-elect San Aliaskar.
Chair Harbeck?
Resting.
Speaker Young?
Attending the high school robotics training in the cities.
Controller Shad?
Catching up on a few assignments and some other things.
Co-President Svensson?
Lots and lots of rugby.
Co-President Gabriano?
Attending a theological retreat.
Co-President-elect Asghar?
Spending time with our diversity chairman in Mexico.
All right, Advisor Van Hecke?
Enjoying a much less scheduled work calendar with all of you gone.
And Technology Chair Pham?
Being North Carolina with Senator Butler, working on Habitat.
All right, with that, we have quorum. Next order of business is approval of the minutes from March 19th. Are there any discrepancies in the minutes? Discrepancies in the minutes? Discrepancies in the minutes? Seeing none. Budgets. First on budgets is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I will turn the floor over to our finance chair.
Yeah, so first up we have FCA. There you go. So budget is for a concert they will be having this spring. They're asking for $1,100 and the finance committee recommends it in full. I'll hand over the floor to Zach.
Yeah.
And he'll be kind of explaining what the event is all about.
Thank you. So my name is Zach Lindquist, and I'm one of the leaders of the United Christian Ministries. So this budget is being requested on behalf of FCA, which is one of the 7 student-led Christian organizations that we have on campus that collectively reach about 150-plus students each week. And so what this concert would do is it's going to be part of a year-end celebration of all the ministry that's happened over the year, be kind of a way to wrap up the year and get excited about next year, be open to all students, just kind of a fun event at the end of the year.
Any questions for the finance chair or the organization? Speaker Young?
What's the concert? Who's at the concert? Do you know yet? Yeah, so the name is, he's the Luke Spihar. He's a singer-songwriter and based out of the Twin Cities area.
I yield.
Further questions? Senator Wicklund?
Two questions. The first one's for the org. About how many people do you expect to attend the concert? Like the 150 that usually attend the
Yeah, I would say anywhere between 80 and 100 for sure would be attendance.
Okay, and then is it open to the campus or is it specifically for the?
Everyone's invited.
All right. Okay, and then question for our finance chair, does this break any bylaws?
Nope.
All right, thank you. With that, I yield.
Further questions for the organization or the finance chair? Further questions? Further questions?
Yeah.
Senator Wicklund?
Would it be germane to ask where a contingency is at this time?
Why don't we just have them update us once we pass both budgets and everything?
If we pass.
Yes. When the budget. Yes. When we're done with budgets, we'll have them update us on contingency.
Thank you.
Further questions? Questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion of the budget. Is there any discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget? Senator Allen?
I think it sounds like a great idea, and I think it would be a good use of Senate's money to fund this. I yield.
Further discussion? Senator Wicklund?
I would like to echo the sentiments of the previous speaker. I yield.
Senator Shugel?
I would agree with both previous speakers. It seemed like a worthwhile use of Senate funds. I yield.
Further discussion? Seeing none, we move on to a vote. All those in favor of approving the budget as proposed, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Abstentions? So approved. All right, with that, we move on to our next budget. And our next budget, I believe, is Gustavus Thrift Shop.
Yeah, so next up we have Gustavus Thrift Shop. They are a newer organization on campus, approved late last spring, so they weren't able to go through the spring budgeting process last year. And requesting $279.10, and the Finance Committee recommends $240.68 for the thrift shop supplies and some events that they are planning on putting on. But I will let the org explain a little bit more.
All right, I'm president of the Gustavus Thrift Shop. So basically we're asking for money for the three spring events that we have. We did a pop-up thrift shop last fall at the beginning of November, and we're having our second one at the beginning of April, and so we're asking for some money just to help us transport the items that we have currently in our office to the dive where the event will be held. And then we're going to be a part of Discover the Outdoors, which is this big event that's happening in the ARB on Earth Day. And then we have been approved by Res Life to set up year-end donation spots in all the dorms for people to donate stuff, because we really want to reduce the amount of things that students throw away and put in the dumpsters when they're moving out. So hopefully then we can collect all of that stuff. And so then we're asking for money to have an off-campus storage space, because we don't have adequate space to store everything that we possibly could get. Yeah.
All right. With that, we're going to open the floor for questions for the organization or the finance chair. Are there any questions? Any questions? Ombudsperson O'Neill?
What's the part that wasn't recommended?
So what was not recommended, they asked for $40 in printing. The finance committee's standard is kind of $10. And then also for the transportation vehicles, they asked for $38.42, whereas the minimum rental for a school vehicle is $25, and then we just added $5 for any gas money that would incur for it was a 6 mile round trip, so nothing too crazy. But yeah, that's what we chopped off there. So
I yield.
Senator Wicklund?
For the finance director, you said it's a 6 mile round trip and we're seeing 22 miles. Did storage location change or?
I think I initially had done it where it would be I added in the extra distance of if we had to make multiple trips, but I don't think we would need to, which is why it says 22 miles.
Okay. And then question for the organization, why did you request the $40 grant money? What would that be used for?
Basically, I was guesstimating because I had never done budgets, so I didn't know there was like a max number. But it basically is just us making posters for all three events, basically.
Okay. And do you expect that the posters would cost the $40?
Probably not. I think for like the year-end donation move-out thing, Res Life said they would help us with posters, so I was kind of just guesstimating.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it would.
All right, so are you as the organization then okay with the $10?
Yeah.
Dollars? Okay, thank you. I yield.
Senator Sayoum?
So how often has this pop-up?
So we're in our first year, so we had one pop-up for shop in the fall. We're going to have one this spring, and then the hope is to take the items that we collect during like the move-out time and have them as like a beginning year thing for students coming in the fall, and then possibly have a separate one that's at the end of the semester, so one to two events per semester would probably be my guess. Yeah.
Further questions for the organization or the finance chair? Further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, we move into discussion of the budget. Is there any discussion on the budget? Senator Shugel?
I think this is a great idea, especially their idea to help like eliminate some waste when people move out. I would fully support this. I yield.
Senator Wicklund?
I'd like to echo the sentiments of our previous speaker. I myself have two brand new, very nice bookshelves that I retrieved from dumpsters at the end of the year, so it's really great that we have an organization trying to help mitigate waste from move out and also just in general. I yield.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Senator Sayoum?
Yeah, I support this as well. It's like one of the best organizations we have
at
the
city. Myself? So, oh my goodness, I just totally blanked on what I was going to say. Give me 2 seconds. Oh! Right. Okay. So you are aware of our spring budgeting and you're planning on going through it and everything.
Yes.
For this next year?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That was my only thing. All right, I yield. Senator Wicklund?
Is the intention with the items like collected at the end of the year to sell them in future thrift shops, or is there like consideration to donate them or anything like that?
The plan is to try and keep the majority of the items so we can use them in future events, but whatever like we aren't able to keep, like if several students are like take all of our couches, then we're gonna like donate that to the St. Peter or Mankato thrift shop instead.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move on to a vote. All those in favor of the budget as proposed, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So approved. All right. Are there any other budgets?
No other budgets.
All right. Do you possibly have a contingency number currently?
Yes.
That you've
so
been updated
after
with?
The two budgets passed today and the rescinding that we have, that Rabbi and I have done, the current contingency is $56,884.35.
Great. Thank you. All right. With that, we move into our next item on the agenda. And that will be community comment. We moved this around a little bit this week just because of the nature of the planned community comment that is occurring. With that, we will be yielding the floor to the tobacco-free initiative.
So that would be me. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Rachel Sternmark. I'm a senior biology major and an intern for the Casabas Tobacco-Free Initiative. So we are currently working under a $15,000 grant from the American Cancer Society, also supported by the CVS Health Foundation. So we are using grant funds for this initiative. Our main concern is the amount of secondhand smoke that students are exposed to on campus. In a 2016 Gustavus survey of Gustavus students, 80% of students said that they are exposed to secondhand smoke every day while on campus. And that is just a big concern to us. Along with the obvious health effects from smoking, secondhand smoke kills up to 50,000 people a year just because of the adverse health effects from that. And then we would just like to say that smokers and tobacco users are not a protected class, but but people are protected from exposure to secondhand smoke under the Freedom to Breathe Act of 2007 that was passed in Minnesota. So while smokers and tobacco users are not a protected class, those exposed to secondhand smoke are. And then further, we would like to specify that we do not plan on Gustavus telling people that they cannot use tobacco products. We just want to be aware and make everyone on campus aware of where people are using tobacco products. So I am mostly the social media representative for the initiative. So why I'm here tonight is to hopefully get a picture of you guys in support of the tobacco-free initiative. And I understand that that is a little tricky because you're not representing just your opinions, but also those of your constituents. So I understand that as well.
All right, thank you. So we're going to handle this a little bit differently. So we're going to open any questions for the community comment. Senator Braun.
How much did you say you had the grant for?
$15,000.
$15,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I
have. Senator Wicklund.
So you mentioned that you're not trying to, like, it sounded like ban smoking on campus, but to have, like, designated areas. What's the goal there?
Right. So other campuses that have enacted policies like that have tried to have a designated smoking area, and they've run into a lot of instances of people that are anti-smoking putting up a lot of propaganda in those areas, and then those also, the school would have to put up a covered pavilion, cement an area around it for it, and it would have to be far enough off of campus, well, not off of campus technically, but far enough away from main traveled areas that those who choose to smoke don't affect those just happen to be walking by because of that secondhand smoke. So what we have enacted in our potential policy right now is no designated smoking area.
So would it be a ban on campus or just increased awareness?
With the way that it is written right now, it would be a ban.
Okay, thank you. I yield.
Co-President Gabriano?
Could you update us on what stage we are on institutionally to implement this?
I'm not certain how much of that I can relay at this time. Yeah.
Speaker Young?
No, my main question was answered.
Senator Allen?
So what are you using the $15,000 for?
Great question. So a lot of it right now, because we're still in the planning stage, because we aren't quite sure what direction it's going to go, is being pushed towards the awareness of how big of a problem that secondhand smoke is on campus. So we're working on posters, marketing, that kind of a thing right now. But if things happen the way that we hope that they do, it'll be put towards other things as well.
Okay. Are there any further questions for the community comment? Ombudsperson O'Neill?
If we choose to take this picture as a Senate, how will that picture be used?
So it would be put on our Instagram account and then also our Facebook. So the two places.
And just the picture says, like, Gustavus Student Senate Sports Back to mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm flexible on wording, too.
Chair Mayor?
What other groups are you reaching out to for?
Yeah, so mainly just because of ease of contact. It's been a lot of athletic groups. We recently got the Gustavus Peer Assistance. We've had groups of professors, health service, office. Currently trying to reach out on more.
Further questions for the community comment? Questions seeing none. The purpose of the community comment was to come in and ask for us to take a photo as an organization, and that is something that we thought we should probably put up for discussion, considering the what we stand for as a body and what we represent. And so at this time, we are going to open up the floor actually for a discussion on whether or not people choose to take the photo. Yes, whether or not it is deemed the right way for us to take the photo. With that, I open the floor for discussion. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Senator Wicklund.
If anyone feels so moved that we maybe should take this photo, I would suggest we table it so people have a chance to talk to their constituents and get their perspectives on this. Personally, I can't support it just because I know that we do have students, professors, employees who smoke, and I don't think it's fair to displace them completely off campus and have them kind of go around that loop to handle that. With that, I yield.
Further discussion? From my understanding, I believe the organization wanted a photo this week.
Flexible.
But you are flexible, so if it is tabled for after spring break, you would be okay with that still? All right. Further discussion? Speaker Young?
I move to table the discussion until after spring break, so senators will have the opportunity to speak with their constituents about the matter.
Is there a second on the motion? Second goes to Senator Concepcion. Now we're in discussion on tabling, correct?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think if, I don't remember if you discuss tabling or if you just vote.
It is a motion, technically.
Harley Pro Cheaters guide in front of them?
I think we discuss.
We'll just open it up for discussion. Senator, or Speaker Young, you still have the floor?
Who had the second, quickly, for the
It was Senator Concepcion. Sorry.
Okay. So I think this is a good idea to wait, because we don't only represent ourselves, and people, no matter what, people are going to see us as representing our respective constituencies, I think. So it's best to go and see what they think on the issue, and then people can also join in whether or not they personally are for it or not. I yield.
Senator Wicklund.
First of all, I'd just like to encourage senators to get kind of a sense of how strongly their constituents feel, because in my experience, a lot of people who do not use tobacco say, oh yeah, it's a good idea not to have it around, but if it were kind of in an area off to the side, they really don't care. So just kind of get a sense of how strongly they feel and under what circumstances they think it should maybe be banned, because like I said, we do have professors, employees, students who do use tobacco, and they should be taken into account. We have people in society who use tobacco and students who might be coming to Gustavus who use tobacco. It's something that should be considered. And then also Senator, Speaker Young, you said to table it until after spring break. Would you be willing to friendly that until like not the immediate Monday after spring break, but the Monday after that, so people have that week to collect constituent opinions.
Sure. So whatever.
So friendly.
So friendly.
Cool. Senator Shugel.
I'd agree with that. We just had two new senators like getting elected today, so I feel like we need to wait until all of them are back, and then I can have a friendly complex again. I yield.
Senator Allen.
I think tabling is a good idea. I'd also like if the organization could possibly give like the wording that you would use, just so we as Senate would have that wording to like know like what we're asking constituents to represent and like support. I yield.
Is there any further discussion on tabling? Seeing none. We will now move into a vote. All those in favor of tabling the discussion until the second Monday post-spring break, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So tabled. All right, thank you. Next, we move on to committee update. Our committee update this week is from Student and Academic Affairs.
Okay, so I have some updates on like the DOC policy in the R. So we contacted Scott Moore. He works like in the R office. So he thinks that like making some changes to the policy can be challenging, because like the no dogs policy is not just because of like irresponsible pet owners, but there are more like underlying reasons. So namely, so he named a few here. First is because of wildlife sanctuary issues. So dogs mark their territory by urinating. So this is something that's like really hard to control, even for like the most responsible dog owners that we know. So, and then these scent markings like alter the landscape for wildlife. And reason number two is for safety and liability issues. So visitors who have dog phobia, so they feel unsafe in the environment with dogs around. And the third one is Gustavus is officially like a pet-free college campus-wide, so the ARB must adhere to that as well. So with those reasons, he finds it can be challenging to change the policy, although he's a dog owner himself, so I yield.
Yeah. Are there any questions for the Student and Academic Affairs Chair? Any questions? Senator Wicklund.
This is more a general question, but you mentioned that the campus is like a dog-free campus.
Yes.
I guess maybe Jonas would know this too. How is that enforced with like students who have ESAs and stuff? Like,
so the campus policy is that no dogs are allowed in any campus buildings save for the president's residency, that's such an old word, I can't believe I just said it. Area
CC.
Coordinators, the Res Life professional staff, and then students who have emotional support animals that are documented medically. And all other than, so those categories, those animals are allowed to be in residences only. So like an area coordinator can't bring their dog to work in the Res Life office. They have to leave their dog in their home. And then ESA animals or Res Life professional staff animals, like you can't just take them to other people's rooms. You're supposed to only have them in your apartment or in your room. And then on campus, dogs that don't fit into those three categories and those dogs when they're outside of their residences have to be leashed and have to be with their owner.
Okay,
so
like,
that's the policy.
So dogs in general are allowed on campus outside,
but not in the
just not in the arboretum,
right,
on a leash. Okay, with that, I yield. Thank you.
Further questions for the Student Academic Affairs Chair? Further questions? Seeing none, we move back into committee updates. Are there any other committees who wish to give an update? Seeing none, we move on to old business. Is there any old business? Old business. Seeing none, new business. Is there any new business? New business. Senator Wicklund.
I have a question to clarify. When we table for elections, does that count towards the like minimum or the mandatory senator tabling hours?
I'm sorry.
So we have senators are required to table 2 hours a semester.
Yes.
When we table for something other than like the Monday night 6 to 7 or 5 to 7,
yes,
does that also count towards those hours?
Table during for the election from 5 to 7, you can also sign up, but outside that doesn't count.
Okay, and is that like outlined in our bylaws / constitution? So I think we've consistently seen a lot of senators kind of pulling a disproportionate, or like members of Senate pulling a disproportionate amount of weight tabling hours for elections. So I would like to suggest that perhaps we also count tabling for things like elections as our mandatory like tabling hours, because we're still out there and able to interact with constituents, and hopefully it will incentivize those additional hours. So I would like to open discussion on this topic, move to discuss the topic.
All right, I will be opening the floor for discussion then. You still have the floor.
Do I need a second?
On opening the floor for discussion,
okay.
I don't believe so, because we're just discussing it.
Cool. Yeah, what I said.
All right, Senator Young.
I don't think we should include those hours as part of the mandatory office hours, basically, because they're not sitting there and tabling. It's not exactly the same, unless we would want to have people specifically send them an email prior to them saying they'd be there and available for their constituents, because that's already the requirement for the normal hours. But I think it's just the tabling for elections is just another thing that people should step up and help volunteer for, and then also have their regularly scheduled hours for every semester.
Ombudsperson O'Neill?
Yeah, we ran into this problem last year as well, and added in to the election day procedure in the bylaws, subsection D, it says it is the responsibility of the full Senate to oversee the public polling location. Each member of Senate must make an effort to do so, yada, yada, yada. So I think that's a good reminder that everyone must pull their own weight, and we understand that everybody's busy, but it is a good point that it's not fair if only a few members of Senate are doing the tabling. I yield.
Myself, I can see the merit in something like this. As someone who was the ombudsperson for two different school years and found myself at times, before we changed the bylaws to only be 5 hours, there were days when I would be tabling just by myself for 6 hours for votes, and that was really tough. And so I think it is worthwhile to point out the fact that it is really difficult to have an election, and some people are specifically tabling more than others. But at the same time, I think we can't count on those hours being there on top of everything. If you are assuming that, if we have people assuming that they're just going to fill their hours through the potential of a midterm vacancy or a different vote throughout the year, then we're potentially changing up the schedule of when we are having our presence represented on campus. If we have weeks where there's absolutely no one out in front of the CAF who's tabling, that's an issue. And another thing is that oftentimes the people who are aware that we are tabling are only the people who are coming there to vote. So that also limits the scope of the people who are aware that we're actually out there representing the student body. So those are some things to consider. With that, I yield and I give the floor to Senator Shugel.
Yeah, I would agree with everything that's been said. I feel like 2 hours, like, just on top, like, your normal office hours aren't that much, and then we all should just make an effort to try to fill in as much when there's elections. I yield.
Co-President Gabbarano?
Don't eat cookies during the meeting. I'm of the opinion that the hours should remain the way they are. I think it's during the elections, cabinet members are also able to jump in and table on those hours. And I think 5 to 7 is only open to senators. They think keeping things the way they are, I think we are really able to table however many hours we need at any election.
Senator Wicklund.
So one of the reasons I brought this up is because it does kind of feel wasted to have a Senate table that's only there for elections. We definitely could also take suggestions while we're there. It wouldn't be that much more difficult to just stick out the sheets and take it, like take the suggestions. So I think essentially we're performing the same task that we would in the designated hours, so it doesn't really make sense to me that it wouldn't count. Another thing to consider is some senators may have schedules where they are unable to table at the very narrow period 5 to 7. And also there are some students who perhaps like live in an apartment and they eat lunch on campus, but they don't eat, or in the CAF, but they don't eat like dinner in the CAF. So it also allows us to kind of get more varied hours to take suggestions. Yeah, so I think a lot of really good points were raised, but I just see this table as essentially the same thing that we do in the evenings, and I think we can definitely structure it so that people when they table do still email their constituents and like make it very clear that they're there to table to take suggestions and run the election. So with that, I'd like to move that we adjust our language to support this so that like general tabling counts for tabling hours, like any tabling activity.
Is there a second on the motion? Second on the motion? Second on the motion? Seeing none, the motion fails. We are back into new business. Senator Wicklund, you still have the floor.
Okay. The second thing I'd like to bring up today is we all may have seen or overheard that the Chinese program is being cut on campus. There is a small group of students who are working with the Varsity Leadership Council right now to try and save the program or at least make it known that they expected maybe more warning that the program was being cut. There are some first years who came to Gustavus planning to take all the Chinese courses they possibly could, things like that. So I believe we may have a student at Community Comment after spring break to talk a little bit more about it, but I'd like to open discussion to just discuss the virtues of the program and like what we might be able to do to help with, or help them with their advocacy slash if we want to help them.
With that, I will open the floor for discussion about the Chinese language program. Is there discussion? I'm sorry, yeah, he saw the floor.
So I personally think it's important that we kind of make known that we would like a little bit more student input when decisions like this are made, just because there are other smaller programs that may face a similar problem in the future as far as being cut. So just wanting a little bit more transparency when decisions like this are going to be made and a little bit more feedback. There's also, I heard concern that like they have 101 and 102 Chinese for entry level, but because a lot more high schools are offering Mandarin in the schools, a lot of students get here and test out and wish they could take higher levels, but they're unable to. The small group is currently trying to look into that data to see if that is true with most people who kind of like come in with that background. And also, we are living in an increasingly globalized world. China is a major world power, and we are seeing more Chinese programs being offered in high school, so it would kind of make sense for us to retain this program, because I expect within, you know, 5 to 10 years, we would probably have to reopen the program anyways, and there are already students here who got a lot out of the program and would like to keep it. With that, I yield.
Is there further discussion about the Chinese language program? Senator Concepcion.
So a question for Senator Wicklund. Do you know what kind of advocacy they would be looking for from Student Senate?
So to my understanding, they're currently being led by a first year who's trying to still kind of navigate what that might look like. Right now, DLC is looking at writing a letter just stating that they wish there was more transparency and they believe that there's virtue in the program. So I think that's something that Senate could potentially sign on to if we want to in the future.
Okay, you.
Senator Allen?
Do you know if they're cutting it because of like lack of funding or because they think no one wants the program?
So it's a combination of, to my understanding, and maybe Jonas knows more than I do, of funding and then also just low enrollment in the program. But a lot of students think that there's low enrollment because, like I said, there's only 102 and, or 101 and 102 offered for the language. So I think if there were higher levels, there might be more enrollment, and then just more in general culture classes that there might be more enrollment.
And then my second part is, do you think Senate would be the correct like, student body to go to, or do you think, I guess what I'm trying to say is, do you think this is a job for Senate to advocate for, or do you think it's something that they need, like it's more of an administrative issue?
It is an administrative issue, so I don't see Senate necessarily like making the program exists next year. However, it is our job as senators to not only allocate funds to things, but also to advocate for students within the wider body towards administration. So sometimes we do ideally butt heads just to advocate for students. So it is our role to advocate for students and kind of like share their perspectives. So if we feel and like our constituents feel that they've been let down with the lack of transparency and or feel that the program had value and like should have been maintained, it would be worthwhile for us to release a statement saying so.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Mayor?
Just as like a note, the diversity committee is already planning on working with this student in partnership with DLC to be on that sort of letter slash resolution draft thing. And I think it'd be more beneficial if we were discussing it until the student comes to Community Comments, just to give us more information. But yeah, diversity committee is already going to work on them.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Senator Wicklund?
I guess kind of just in closing, please keep this on your radar and talk to your constituents about what they think about it, what they feel about it, because we do expect the student will be coming in to talk about it soon, and it'd be good if we knew where our constituents were at. I yield.
All right, further discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we move back into new business. Senator Wicklund, you still have the floor?
I yield.
Is there any other new business? Other new business? Other new business? Seeing none? Announcements. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Finance Chair Keeley?
Can I maybe meet with the Finance Committee for 2 minutes after meeting? Please.
All right. Ombudsperson O'Neill.
I just want to say thanks to everyone who tabled today. That's my job a lot easier. I appreciate it.
Advisor Van Hecke.
If you are going somewhere for spring break, please travel with utmost caution, and just remember that tired drivers are not always safe drivers, and so I encourage all of you that are going somewhere, if you're driving, to consider stopping overnight and just investing that extra money in a hotel room rather than taking a chance driving down the road when you're exhausted.
All right, Senator Wicklund.
I would like to echo the sentiments of Jonas. Drowsy driving actually causes more car accident deaths than drunk driving. So get some sleep, have fun, be as safe as you can possibly be, and make as good choices as you possibly can. I yield.
All right, and last, myself, ha ha ha, sorry. All right, so just a couple reminders. We're gonna be having some new senators come in. There's been some stuff that have been tabled till after spring break. One of them is the discussion that we just talked about. We've talked about the tobacco-free initiative, which is also tabled for after break. And we also have the constitutional amendment vote that will be coming afterwards. Oh, yes, oh my goodness, thank you so much. And the other thing is that at our first meeting in April, we also will be appointing the ombudsperson for next year. So if you know anyone who is interested, that is a position that will be open to anyone on campus. So who is not a senior? Thank you. And so that will be one of the things that will be on the agenda for the next meeting. With that, I have no other announcements. Have a wonderful, safe spring break. And with that, meeting is adjourned.